No matter the size, age, or activity level of your best friend, you want a dog food that's natural, feeds great, and is full of all the goodness you demand. That's what's packed into every bag of Country Vet Naturals. Country Vet Naturals is just what the name says. Natural goodness in every bag. Grain-free? Sure. There's a grain-free cat and dog food and treats. Learn more and find a dealer at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets. Trusted by owners.
The business journals have information that can help your small to mid-sized business with useful and timely information. The best news? It's mailed free of charge each month to 5 Western and Northwestern suburban communities. Learn about business law, tax tips, human resources, and much more in the pages of the business journal. And if you want to reach small businesses, this may be the answer for your marketing. Learn more at iowabusinessjournal.com. The Business Journal, for business. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. T-E-R-O.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. iowabusinessjournals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. I sat down for an extended interview with Dr. Andy McGuire and talked about her run for governor. Dr. McGuire is one of 6 individuals vying to run for our executive office in November. My first question had to deal with what this must be like, traveling all over the state and listening to stories of everyday Iowans. So what is it like, Dr. McGuire?
It's humbling. It really is, and that's a word I don't use lightly. Listening to people, hearing how their lives are impacted, hearing what you could do to make them better, and really, it's not rocket science, if you will. It's little things that would really change people's lives. So it's something where you just realize what you could do, and how with leadership in this state, with leadership that would listen to those people, and I mean people everywhere. I've also learned that it's very local. It's very understandable from their point of view. You have to have somebody who's listening to that and would like to lead thinking of those people. So that's what's been just the most amazing part. Plus, I tell people I learn something every day. And just when I think, okay, I've heard everything, the next day someone tells me something and I think, wow, that's something we could really impact if we did that the right way. So it's incredibly humbling and just incredibly invigorating on what successes we could have in this state. You know, we're a great state. I love Iowa. I'm a lifelong Iowan. And what we could do in this state if we had the right leadership and the right priorities for those very people I'm listening to, it's just amazing what we could do. So that's what really drives me every day to get up and go another couple miles.
One of the things that many people know, obviously, is that we do a business broadcast. We don't do politics necessarily, but I've never been alive in such a time where business and politics are intersecting so much. One of the things I think that many people may not know about Dr. Andy McGuire is that you are a businesswoman as well as a physician. Talk about that to us.
I am. And I tell people that I talk about a lot of things. I listen to a lot of people. And so that's something that doesn't come up maybe as often as it should. But I practiced nuclear medicine as a doctor and did a lot of research, breast cancer research, heart research. Then we decided to move back to Des Moines, my husband and myself. And we decided that for the kids. But I did my nuclear medicine, and I was really enjoying helping people. I love patients. I love helping patients. I worked at the Veterans Administration, and that's such a great place with great guys and girls now. And so I really was enjoying my profession, but a friend of mine told me that there was this opening to help with policy, health policy. And as I got more into that side of medicine, I realized that I didn't understand business well enough. And I'm a student. I'm always a student.
Lifelong learner.
Lifelong learner. Yeah. I love being a student. I think education is so important. And So I thought, you know what, I want to go back and understand from a policy perspective how business really works. And so that's why I went back to school. I went back to school for 2 years and got my MBA. It was not easy. I had 7 kids at the time. I can tell you it was very interesting. But I did it because I really wanted to understand how business works and how you could help it work better, because I could see there were some opportunities. And I'm very much a process person. I did not know that before that. And I like process improvement and what we can do to help people. So that MBA with the MD, those are two very different kinds of education. I always tell people, if you have a medical degree, if you fall on the ground, you want me to go like that and do all the things I'm trained to do. In business, it's not quite like that. You want me to sit back and think about, what data do I need? Are there multiple answers to this question? How can we get to success? What does success mean? It's a very different thought process than what you do when you're going to help somebody in a medical field. So the two together are very powerful.
Yeah, I would think so. And one of the things that we don't talk about much in politics is that intersection between business and politics. And here in the state of Iowa, we have been really linked in those areas recently. And we're going to get into some policy conversations in just a minute. But I want to continue to peel back the onion a little bit about who Dr. Andy McGuire is. You mentioned you have 7 kids, and I have had the opportunity to, I think, meet most of them at one time or another. How does the family dynamic when running for governor, how does that work?
Well, it works very well because we're a great group. We're kind of a force, and we support each other, and I support them, they support me. We talked about this long before I did it, and at the end, I was teetering a little bit, and my son, who has my grandson, he said to me, because I said, I'm going to miss some of Ben's growing up a little bit. He's 2. And he said, Mom, it is so much more important that Ben have the state you can bring us than it is that you see him as much for the next year. That's hard, but it's true. And there's lots of Benjamins out there that are 2 years old that if we don't do something different with education in this state, if we don't do something different with health care, if we don't start concentrating on people, the Benjamins of this world aren't going to have what they should have. So but it's wonderful to have them all. They all they talk to me every day. They text me. They keep me going. But it's really all about them. It's about doing this for them so they can come back to Iowa. Just like your kids, my kids, our grandkids, all come back to Iowa and be a success, or stay here and be a success.
And I'm sure Dan is involved in this every step of the way as well.
You know, my husband is the greatest guy on earth. We've been married 36 years. You've met Dan. He is a classic Irishman. He's a physician as well. And he just cares so much about other people, about making sure people are taken care of. He's got a heart as big as Ireland, and he's just fabulous. So, yes, he is just the best husband in the world.
Well, there you go. Dan, congratulations. You're voted number one. When we talk about your experience in business, that goes beyond the MBA, because you actually ran a business at the same time.
I did. I got an opportunity that every MBA will tell you they want, which is to start up a business. And so we started a voluntary Medicaid program for moms and babies, not anything like what we're doing now. So it's not mandatory. It wasn't the whole disabled long-term care. It was a certain segment of Medicaid. And what our challenge was to be able to keep people healthier so that then we could have a profitable company. If I make sure people get their preventive care, we doubled prenatal care, we doubled immunization rates, and we basically tried to keep people healthier. And if we can do that, we have healthy babies born, we have women who are healthy, and then they can go back to work, and they can get promoted, and they can get out of the cycle of poverty. That's the idea that we're supposed to be having with our social network. And that's something that doesn't get done all the time. We were doing that. We were becoming profitable. One of the things about management, managed care, is you invest at the beginning, a lot like any company. You invest at the beginning, so you're not profitable at the beginning because you're investing. But then After time, those investments pay off. That's what it does in managed care. If I make sure people get their preventive care and they're concentrating on their health and they're getting healthier so they don't go in the hospital, you can spend a lot of money on immunizations for one hospitalization. So that's what we did. And by the third year, which is about when you're supposed to be becoming profitable in that industry, we were, and we were taking care of people in the way they should be taken care of. So it was very exciting.
It is. And one of the things I believe that stands out when you're on the stump, and I've heard you several times, there was a major meeting of individuals running for governor talking about health care as it pertains to mental health. And I heard you say something there that really resonated, I think, with many Iowans, is that we need to look at mental health as a medical condition rather than a lifestyle.
Absolutely. And people think of it as a character flaw or something. That's absolutely not what this is. So I talk to people about if someone walked in and they had a broken leg or they'd just gotten out of the hospital with heart surgery, we'd all be fussing over them. We'd get them a chair. We'd get their foot up on a pillow. We'd get them a drink. Now think about if someone walked in and they'd had some depression problems, some mental health struggles, substance abuse, maybe they'd try to kill themselves. Do we do any of that, or do we take a step back? We treat this disease entirely differently than any other disease, and that stigma has got to be one of the first things we attack. I have a mental health plan on my website. It's 17 pages long. It's 7 points. It's just a start. It's got footnotes, which I understand is unusual for a plan, but that's who I am. I'm a doctor. I have a plan on how we can start to really chip away at this mental health problem we have.
And it is a problem, and I would suspect that you're hearing that when you're traveling all over the state.
When you talk to people as much as I do, 2 and 3, 4, 5 times a day, you get a sense of what is really in their souls. And what I see all the time is they care about a lot of subjects. I wouldn't say that. But when it comes to mental health, substance abuse, and addiction, I see them lean over and put their hand on the person next to them. Everybody knows somebody who's suffering from this, and we've got to be better at helping our neighbors. And, you know, we can do this. This is not impossible. This is actually very doable, and it would help us as a state to be more productive, to be a better state, to have a better workforce. But we've got to crack it open, and so that's what I want to do.
One of the recent articles in the Des Moines Register centered on rural crime and how that's increasing. And one of the factors that they pointed to in that very article was a lack of mental health care in our rural communities.
Absolutely, which leads to a lot of the drug abuse, the substance abuse that we have. 70% of the time, mental health struggles and substance abuse run together. Lots of times, it's what we would call self-medicating. And so if you can attack the mental health struggles, and especially, 50% of mental health is diagnosable by about the age of 14. So if we could get earlier on in our schools and get people on their way with medications and with therapy, we could really impact what Iowa can do. And we need to. The people are suffering.
This is a conversation with Dr. Andy McGuire. She's running for the opportunity to run against Governor Kim Reynolds this coming November. She's one of 6 candidates in the Democratic field. This is our first of several profiles, and after the break and after we take a look at what happened on Wall Street, we'll come back with part 2 of Dr. Andy McGuire as she seeks the nomination of her party to run for governor. You're listening to all of this on Insight on Business, the News Hour.